And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Coach, congratulations to you and the team on a big win, your first win of the season. I'm sure that was a good feeling last Friday night.
Yep. Yeah, it was a good feeling. I was proud of our kids. They gave great effort. They played physical. So those things we worked on and talked about this week, and they went out and did it. So I'm really proud of them.
Coach, I know there's the physical aspect of the game. There's also the mental aspect. And I know last week you talked about correcting self-inflicted mistakes. And it really looked like the kids did a lot of that this past Friday. I'm sure you were pleased with their concentration at times as well.
Yeah, we only had two penalties, and which is a huge difference from our first two games. And we had zero turnovers. We took care of the ball, and they really focused on one play at a time and went out and played well together.
Zach Jackson made some plays for you at the quarterback position in the option game. Just talk a little bit more about the way he continues to develop that aspect of his game and being able to read the option as you continue to run it.
Yep. Yeah, we watched film from the week before, and he seen where he had multiple opportunities where he missed a read. And I thought he missed a couple early in the game, but I think he settled down and really got getting his eyes focused on where they're supposed to and did a really good job and had some big pulls and some good gains and nice runs. So it was really nice to see him find some success.
Coach, to build off that a little bit, I'm sure that when teams look at film on Broken Bow, they see Eden Clark and what he can do at the fullback position. When you run the option, Zach makes those keeps. Does that open up Aiden more when they have to respect other aspects of the offense? It seems like it showed that, this past Friday.
Yeah, both, you know, it takes both of them to make that, make the option work. And when you get both working and you're making the correct reads, then it puts a lot more pressure on their defensive ends, their linebackers, their tackles, and they really got to play sound defense. So when it's working, it really puts a strain on the defense, and I think that by Zach pulling and making the right reads, it strained their defense, and it really helped us.
Coach, when you look at St. Paul up front from a week ago, they had some big guys, and I know when you go up against big guys, a lot of it has to do with technique up front. I thought your offensive line, defensive line too, played extremely well for you up front. Is that kind of what you saw on film looking at it from this past week?
Yeah, I thought our offensive line played really well. Really, I think the last 3 weeks our offensive line has done a pretty decent job of holding the line of scrimmage or owning it. But we just had some mental errors with some turnovers and some penalties that stopped our drive. And we put a real focus on it, and we showed the kids the opportunities we missed and we practiced. And they really focused, and I was really proud of them because just to make that big a change in a week takes a lot of focus and intensity. And being 0-2, you can hang your head or you can continue to fight. And I felt like all our kids continued to fight and come out and played well.
Defensively, Carly, last week, solid performance again. Gave up just 7 points, a couple of big plays they had on their touchdown drive. But I know coming into the season, you were talking about kind of the youth, a little inexperience on the back end of the defense. Talk about that group, and it kind of seems like they're growing right before before our eyes.
Yeah, they're getting better each week. We moved Zach Jackson up to an outside backer to help us on some run, and now we're pretty young in the back end. Sometimes we have a sophomore and two freshmen. Sometimes we might have a senior and sophomore and a freshman back there. And they're getting better. They just continue to grow and learn. Even this week we watched film, and they had some good questions, and they're learning each week on coverages and what to look at and where your eyes should be. And it's just a process. And that experience matters, and they're just gaining that valuable experience every game.
Coach, your opponent on Friday is Ord. They're still looking for their first win of the season. I know they're hungry for it. It's always a great matchup when Broken Bow goes up against Ord. Talk about your preparation for them and what your focus has been in practice this week.
They have a good squad. Their schedule's been really tough. They played Central Cities, I think rated number two. O'Neill, they played them a tight game. They're undefeated. So their schedule hasn't been easy to them. And they played well. Their quarterback's a really good player. Makes a lot of big plays for them. They really put you a formation, to try to get you outmanned on one side. So our kids really got to be smart. We got to get aligned, know your alignment, know your assignment. That was our key on our scouting report, alignment and assignment and what they're supposed to do. So we have a lot to get done, and we're working on it. And if the kids can soak all that information in and get lined up and know their responsibilities, it'll give us a chance.
Well, Coach, it's always great to talk to you. Appreciate the time that you give us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
You bet. I appreciate your coverage.
Coach Carly Wells joining us on our pregame show.